Hello and welcome to our Secular Overeaters podcast series, where you'll hear from speakers who have found recovery from food and other addictions without God. For additional information, go to secularovereaters.org. And now let's get to today's podcast.
Welcome to the Secular Overeaters Comparative 12 Steps Study Group. My name is Sheila, and I'm a compulsive overeater and the facilitator for today. The purpose of this group is to discuss the 12 steps, one at each meeting, and to share our personal experiences with the step or anything related to the theme of the step. Many of us are inspired by the 12-step approach, but find that some of the original language and concepts don't align with our personal beliefs. During this meeting, we will read several different interpretations of the steps and discuss, as the varied individuals we are, and what makes sense to us and what helps our recovery. As always, please take what you like and leave the rest. This group does allow crosstalk, but please make sure it's supportive. This month, we will be discussing step 10. We will be reading 8 versions of the steps: the OA, traditional, free thinker, Buddhist, Cleveland atheist, humanist, practical, proactive, and SOS, Secular Organization for Sobriety. These sources can be found in the literature and websites listed in the chat and in the guide link. Please take a turn reading a version of the step and say pass when you're finished.
Vinny, thank you.
Step 10 versions. OA principle is perseverance. The traditional and OA freethinker versions continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Buddhist, continue to maintain awareness of our actions and motives, and when we acted unskillfully, promptly admitted it. Cleveland, continue to monitor ourselves, to acknowledge our successes, and quickly correct our lapses and errors. Pass.
Thank you, Kaylee.
Oops, I'm sorry. We're at humanist. Humanist, we will continue to make such lists and revise them as needed. Practical, practice daily self-reflection and continued making amends whenever necessary. Proactive, I keep paying attention to the causes and effects of my actions. I act accordingly. And SOS, I will continue sincere and meaningful self-evaluation and strive for personal betterment. Pass.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you everyone for reading. We are now open for discussion about the steps. What does step 10 mean to you, and what are your impressions of the different versions we just read? A link to the screen share handout is in the chat if you'd like to continue looking at the steps during the discussion. Who would like to begin?
Thank you, Jamie.
You know, looking at the traditional version, it's really focusing on, you know, when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. And I don't really think, for me, step 10 is about only, you know, looking at when I'm making mistakes. I really like the idea of changing my behavior, of moving forward. And so a lot of these other steps talk about, you know, like the SOS, I will continue sincere and meaningful self-evaluation and strive for personal betterment. To me, that kind of sums up why I do the steps in the first place, is that I'm trying to become, you know, my best self. So I like that better than, you know, the traditional of like, oh, I just did something wrong. I like the idea of striving for, you know, betterment. And I mean, a lot of these steps have a lot of things in them, you know, that I like. Practical, continued daily self-reflection and continued making amends whenever necessary. I like that idea of taking some time every day to think about, you know, how things went. I'm not very good at that. I do go to a writing meeting once a week where I focus on doing like one of the daily inventories, which are also called 10 steps. And it's a nice time to spend like 15 minutes just kind of reflecting on the week and what's going on. I often do like a 10-step inventory when things aren't going well. And there's so many different versions that you can use. And I don't know, I do find that that really helps kind of keep me on track. Pass.
I will pop in here. I am dinner compulsive overeater. I connected with the Buddhist to maintain awareness of our actions. And I love the way that it's phrased. When we acted unskillfully, promptly admitted it. And then the practical daily self-reflection and continued making amends when necessary. I think that is so beautifully said for me. It's not hard. It's about me reflecting. It's about me becoming a better person and not a strict judgment of right and wrong. Coming from a fairly authoritative background that you're right, you're wrong. You're wrong, you must do that. And punishment. I still sometimes cringe when I hear that and read that. So I like that when we acted unskillfully and the daily reflections, as someone also said, the daily 10 steps, thinking about yourself, a bit of journaling, just at the end of the day, just take a breath and pause for a moment and ask myself, where was I today? What did I do today? Where was I irritated and why? What upset me and why? And it's my own choice to do it. I'm not forced to do it. But if I do it, I just become in myself so much more peaceful and so much of a better friend. And the gain from that in the years that I've been with OA now, it's so lovely for me in my life. I don't want it any other way. Thank you.
Kelly.
So I have been doing an AEIOUY every day. It's helpful for the good days because it reinforces the positive, and it's also helpful for the days I don't feel like I'm doing so well because it gives me sort of a target for what I need to work on. So that's been super helpful. And like I say, I try to do it every day. As far as the traditional version, it seems negative. Whereas if you take the one from the alternate 12 steps, I like that that one says that we monitor ourselves, acknowledge our successes, and correct our lapses and errors. So I like that. And I also, probably my favorite is the SOS, because it is all about self-improvement, and I think that one really captures it. So I love the 10th step. I think it's great. Thanks for letting me share.
We will now take turns reading different authors' insights on step 10 and then share our thoughts.
Thank you.
Beth Eich, if we really want to have a personality change sufficient to overcome compulsive food behaviors, we have to look at our motivations and unconscious drives. We need to become conscious to change them. The big question in step 10 for me is what drove me to do or say that? And then Martha Cleveland and Arliss G. Step 10 is a practical approach to self-examination and is a gentle one as well. Our self-correction needs to be loving and firm. We mustn't attack ourselves with the weapons of self-blame and reproach. We monitor and correct ourselves for our own good, kindly, with great care, the same way we would correct a child we love. And I'll pass.
Jenny, thank you.
Stephanie Covington. A 10th step is a review of the day or a week or moment or whatever time interval we choose. that helps us reflect on what we own and what we don't. Just as in step 9, we can determine our responsibility, do what is necessary to set things right, and let go of the outcome. In many cases, there may be nothing to do, or it may be that someone else owns the problem. Jeffrey Munn. For this step, you make a concerted effort to stay mindful of your own behaviors throughout your daily interactions. Even if you feel you've been wronged, take the time to look at where you could have done things differently. If you determine that you made a mistake, own up to it as quickly as possible. Pass.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. 08, 12, and 12. Some of us make and behavior of the past 24 hours. Its purpose is to reveal those areas where we're having difficulties in our daily lives, help us determine what we can do about them. It also serves as a reminder of those things that are going well for us and for which we are grateful. Sergey Pringle, as you have a deeper understanding of how your coping mechanisms are related to your fears, you know that you cannot take your new habits for granted. You are aware that fear could quickly bring them back. This is why you keep paying attention to the causes and effects of your actions. That's step 10.
Okay, we are now open for discussion about these interpretations.
Thank you, Jamie.
I really like the Martha Cleveland and Arliss G one about we treat ourselves, you know, kindly with great care the same way we were correct a child we love. And I do really try and treat myself like my wise self, to try and act like a loving parent to myself, because a lot of times, like, my critical voice will come up, and that's not helpful. So, you know, I feel like a loving parent wouldn't sit there and criticize their child when something happened. They would try and just, you know, embrace them, or, you know, just try and see what's, give them some space and some comfort. So I like that instead of trying to tear myself down. There are just a lot in all of these insights. I've got it open on my computer so I can go back and look at some of them. But, you know, everything, just even Jeffrey Munn talking about being mindful of your own behavior throughout the day. If you feel you've been wrong, take the time to look where you could have done things differently. And I just feel like life is a constant learning opportunity. You know, we make mistakes, and when we find out something's not working, hopefully, you know, we change our responses or our behavior so that something else will happen. And maybe the next thing we try doesn't work either, but at least we're trying something different. So I do like that about the 10th step. And, you know, traditional OA 12 and 12 is, you know, asking people to look over the past day, which, like I said earlier, I don't always do that. But I do think that it's a great idea. And I guess that's what I have to say right now. I might have something to add later. Pass.
Thank you. I'll pop in here. I like Beth Ice that says what drove me to it. What I said earlier when we read the different versions, why did I get irritated? Why did I get angry? What drove me to it? It's not just looking at what I did unskillfully, but it also asks me the why. And how come? And that will help me change my behavior if I can understand that. Otherwise, it's just, I say, I'm sorry, and I really do feel very bad. But the next time it happens again, and I have no idea where it comes from if I don't take that extra effort to understand a bit more. What I'm very good at is the blaming myself. And I love, love, love the fact that it says in Cleveland, We mustn't attack ourselves with the weapons of self-blame and reproach. It took me a while to understand that completely. And I don't think I understand it completely, fully, but it is so much more that it feels to me complete because it was never there. A mistake for me was often with so much punishment and for me blaming myself, saying, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have done that, and not understanding and just trying to follow rules. So the specific warning to say, yeah, look at what you did wrong or what was not the best way to do it, but don't blame yourself. Be active in caring for yourself. And Serge Pringle, not to take our new habits for granted. It takes a while for a new habit in my life to really take place because the default mode is so quick and easy. And to just to be reminded again of make an effort, a deliberate conscious effort to do the new habit, to do the change thing, to look at what is your new way of life, your new way of doing. So I really appreciate this reminder for me today. Thank you.
I'd like just to take another quick turn, a double dip. You know, one of the things I like about somebody earlier mentioned the AEIOU and why daily inventory format. And I think the traditional way, they don't have the Y in there, but the Y stands for yippee or yay. And I also like, you know, that we look at like the good things that have happened too, because we need to reinforce the good behaviors as well. So I think that's, I like that. And also I was just reading the Serge Pringle one again, and, you know, about how we react so often to fear. And someone else earlier talked about how, you know, we get, whenever we started our emotion, we, you know, get stuck there, like our age gets stuck there. And I appreciate that as well, because I feel like my eating issues started in, you know, when I was young. I didn't have weight issues for quite a while, but that was how I would soothe myself, was with sugar and candy and stuff like that, and instead of dealing with my emotions. And I know a lot of times I would feel, you know, like rejected by friends or something, and that would be, I would just go to the food because I just want to feel the pain about that. And when that happens to me as an adult, at least I'm not going to the food, but I do see that I have like this knee-jerk reaction of some of the, you know, emotions that I have, which are often, you know, just like, well, fuck you, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore, you know, instead of just like taking that pause, which I think is the most valuable gift I've gotten out of 12 step, is to, you know, take a pause before doing things, whether it's eating or saying something or, you know, making a decision. And so anyway, I was just, the Serge Pringle one, I think, is really important. But I also feel like it's very hard to like not have that knee jerk reaction. That takes like a ton of practice, which is, you know, a good reason to have a 10th step, because then you can be like, oh, I'm really sorry that I said that. It just, you know, I just blurted that out, you know, it's coming from a place of fear. So anyway, thanks, Bass.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to support our efforts, please visit secularovereaters.org and consider making a donation.